Tablet 6,
Chapter 5. And, seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Matthew 5:1. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Matthew 5:2. He taught these things to his disciples, not to the people, because the multitudes were only interested in favors and miracles, not the truth. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3. The poor in spirit refers to those refined souls who hate evil doings and false teachings, deeds of the Nicolaitans. Revelation 2:6. They intuitively know that there is more in life than only physiological satisfaction, safety needs, and pursuance of maya, worldly attraction. Therefore, they long for that lasting happiness. They will come to the conclusion that the kingdom of heaven is only within. So they forsake society and try to find the kingdom of heaven within. They become escapists. That is why people will call them poor in spirit, because they do not have the courage to face society and try to change it toward good, God. So they inherit the kingdom of heaven within. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. Those who are poor in spirit, yet have overcome being escapists and instead try to stay in society by first love, Revelation 2:4, are those who mourn. They are poor in spirit and hate evil doings and false teachings, and they see so much wrongdoing and inequity in society, so they mourn over being oppressed in that environment and are very unhappy about why they do not receive their fair share. They shall be comforted when the kingdom of heaven on earth comes, and they will receive their fair share. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. When a person mourns for a while and no one listens to him, he realizes that he is too powerless to be able to gain whatever he wants. So he starts to conform instead of mourn. He becomes a meek person. He surrenders to the environmental pressure. He will endure suffering with patience and without resentment. However, these are the first people who will submit themselves when the kingdom of heaven, justice, comes. And because they consist of the majority of the people, they will inherit the earth. For a deeper understanding of verses 3 to 10, read chapters 2 and 3 of the book Revelation of the Revelation. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5:6. A meek person, however, after surrendering to the pressure for some time, will realize that the reason for all of his and others' suffering is because of the lack of righteousness in all levels. That is why he will create a strong desire for righteousness. He hungers and thirsts for righteousness to be established. These are the ones who will be filled when the kingdom of heaven on earth is established and righteousness restored. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew 5:7. If a person progresses more in understanding himself, overcoming the false ego, he will realize that in all the last four stages, he has been following the demands of his own false ego. He was unhappy about society and was trying to change it because he wanted to have a fair share for himself. He had been in his first three chakras, which are related to the false ego. However, when he overcomes being selfish about what he wants himself, then he creates a great compassion for those in distress. He realizes that overcoming that ego is such a hard thing. So he creates compassion for those who are lost because of their false egos. He becomes merciful, so he himself will obtain mercy from heaven. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. A pure in heart person is one whose innermost character, feelings, and inclinations are free from moral fault or guilt. He is a man after God's own heart. He is a man who not only is merciful, but has created a universal point of view with utmost compassion about all things in it. So he looks at the universe exactly the way God looks at it. Therefore, he will start to understand how God feels about all things in his universe, and he can see God face to face in all the manifested universe. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. A peacemaker is one who brings harmony, tranquility, or quietness to people internally and externally. These are the ones who not only have reached the state of being pure in heart, but are actively engaged in establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth, establishing Dharma. In order to bring that harmony and tranquility to the world, they are the real Paravipras, who with their spiritual understanding and powers bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. They are the children of God because they have completely realized the will of the Father and are trying to fulfill it. They are good children of their Father. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:10. These are the ones who have already reached a very high consciousness or pure consciousness and have come back to earth in order to establish the righteousness. They have no interest in this external material world for any selfish desires, but are interested in the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth in order to see that the proper environment is established for all to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually. They have no fear of being persecuted for their ideology and goal because they know the eternal life is everlasting. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven, within and without, because these are the ones who are really worthy to assume the leadership of humanity. They will be the great Paravipras, Maha Paravipras, who will establish and maintain the kingdom of heaven on earth. In reality, the teaching of Isa finishes here. The rest of chapter 5 is the description of the characteristics of a Paravipra.